Happy Wednesday, everybody. We're back from Florida and the Be Our Guest podcast cruise, and we've got a great listener question show headed right for you. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. The best part about this app is I've already turned it over for my next trip. That's going to be Marathon Weekend 2018, and I can see that I have 162 days to go till we head down for Dopey 2018, staying at the Beach Club, and I cannot wait for that. You can do the same. Get excited for your next Walt Disney World vacation. Every time you look at your Apple device, it's a Disney device. You see great pictures from Walt Disney World. You got your countdown. You can customize it any way you like. Check out these and other great apps over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1202 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. We're back. It was an epic journey down to Walt Disney World and sailing on the Be Our Guest Podcast cruise. Man, did we have a great time. But it's kind of good to be back here in the studio talking Disney with you. Hopefully you've enjoyed the shows while we've been out of the country and out of the studio. We tried to leave you with plenty of content to get you through, but we're back. And this is a big week for the Be Our Guest podcast because we're wrapping it up this Sunday with our annual 12-hour live show to support Give Kids the World, which Rick will be talking about in just a second. But again, glad to be back. Thanks to everybody who sailed with us. We're going to be talking a lot about the Be Our Guest podcast cruise and about all of the D23 announcements, all the great news, all that's going to come your way on Friday. And then we have plenty of time to talk about that stuff. Kind of worked out great for us on Sunday. We'll have 12 hours to discuss all the goings on with minivans and Star Wars hotels and gondolas and all that good stuff. So it's coming your way here soon, promise. But we got to stay on topic here and take your listener questions, because we're kind of backing up here in the inbox. So joining me today to answer your listener questions, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Welcome back to reality, Ricky. What's going on?
Can I be on a beach somewhere, please? That was very delightful.
You know what's sad? I haven't told you this yet. I think the Be Our Guest podcast banner is still sitting on a beach at Castaway Key. I have to contact Disney Cruise Line. I don't think I brought it back onto the ship.
Oh, no. Oh, that stinks so bad. Oh, I'm sorry you lost that. But yeah, that was just so nice. Oh, beaching it up. This is perfect. Yeah, we had a great time. Everybody who joined us, thank you so much for joining us. It was such a blast, and it truly was a family affair. And we hope you'll join us for our next cruise. And, you know, I'm sure, like Mike said, we'll be talking at length about the cruise on the live show, which I guess we should segue over to. So for those of you who are listening now, remember, our live show, our 12-hour live show, is coming to you this Sunday. That would be the 30th of July, and it will be from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And, you know, just to let you guys know, we have some great guests lined up. I've got Jim Hill. I've got Len Testa. I've got Nate and Matt from Wide Away Radio. We've got Pam Landworth from Give Kids the World. So we've got some really great you know, people lined up who are going to be with us this year. And, you know, as we kind of mentioned, we really wanted the main focus to be on you guys this year, because as you guys may remember, or those of you who are new to the podcast don't really know, we used to do a live show every Sunday, or every, what, fourth, third Sunday?
Third,
it was every
Sunday
third
of
Sunday
month,
of the
yes.
month.
Long time.
And
it was a long time.
It was a long time ago.
It, yeah.
I can't even remember when we did them. we used to get to talk to you guys every month. But unfortunately, due to some technical issues and some other stuff, we have not been able to do that. So we wanted, because it's been so long, we wanted you guys to be the focus of our 12-hour live show this year. So, you know, we kind of dialed it back on the guests this year so you guys could be on it more. So, and for those of you who don't know, we also have an auction that goes on, that's going to be going on. It's going to be on Facebook. And, We've got a ton of great things that have been donated. I've got over 50 different items that have been donated by various people. So we've got great crafty items. We've got things, you know, signs that people have made. We've got LuLaRoe leggings. I can't even pronounce it, but I've got those, which are so popular and hot right now. We've got just a banshee. A banshee. From Avatar, Pandora, the world of Avatar, I guess I should say. So we've got one of those to bid on. And should we tell them the secret items that we've got?
It's time, because I had to tell you the secret, so now you got to tell everybody else the secret.
It is time. So, Mike, for those of you that follow Mike, you may have seen him post something this past weekend about a little surprise. And those of you that are fans of Full House and Fuller House may lose your marbles over this. unfortunately, I have the sad news to report that John Stamos will not be joining us for the 12-hour live show. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah. But thanks to some wonderful lizard friends, should we say who, or do they want to remain anonymous?
You know, I think I need to send a shout out to my good friend Joseph Fickus over in the UK, who helped mastermind this plan.
Yes, thank you, Joe, so much. You are amazing. Oh my goodness. We have, and these are actual things. They're real. They're legit. I promise you, they are legit. We have a signed autograph picture by John Stamos, right? Awesome. Yeah. Okay, perfect. We have a signed autographed script from John Stamos from Full House. Hello. Awesome. Duh. How cool is that?
And I will say Pam knew the episode. Like, yeah. Jocelyn was sending pictures of the script, and Pam's like, I know that episode. I'm not, you know, I've seen a lot of Full House. I just can't remember.
Yeah. It's the one called Stephanie Plays the Field. So, I mean, this is a legitimate, like, shooting script from Full House. I mean, his signature's on it and everything. And then the piece de resistance, I guess you should say, is we have the script for Fuller House, the very first show of Fuller House, and it is signed by every cast member. So, you know, all the adult cast members, I guess I should say. So you've got Bob Saget, you've got Jodie Sweetin, you've got Candace Cameron, you've got Lori Loughlin. I mean, you've got John Stamos, you've got just everybody. Andrea Barber, everybody that's on that show has signed this script. So at least that first episode, that was one of the adults, because I watched Fuller House. So like the kids didn't sign it, but you know, the adults did, and that's what matters. So, so if you are a fan of John Stamos and Fuller House and Full House, you are absolutely going to want to bet on these items. You know, or on one or all of these items, because this is just incredible. I'm so thankful to Joe for arranging this. This is awesome. This was a huge surprise to me. This is so cool. So, this is awesome. I gotta say.
So we're going to get to the questions, but also don't forget, just join us this Sunday. It's 9-9 Eastern, so adjust your time wherever you are in the world. But join us. We'll be taking your calls live on Skype. We'll be live on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. All the information will be on the Facebook page, so join us there. And also, with the listener questions, we're going to record next Wednesday's listener question live during one of the hours of the 12-hour live show and taking your questions live. So if you ever want to have a question, go right to the top of the queue. Just like we do on the chats on our Be Live channel. You just type in your question, boom, it'll show up on the screen. We'll answer it. We'll cut that up and put that out on next Wednesday's show to kind of save us recording one show on next Monday for after doing 12 on Sunday. So
yeah, right?
We're trying to, you know, cut a little corners where we can here. Anyway, let's get to your list of questions. We got to do this. And Amelia's got the first one. She says, Guten Morgen, VOGP crew, high school German teacher from Central Ohio here, OH. Love your podcast on my 2-hour daily commute. Your enthusiasm for all things Disney is almost as good as coffee in the morning to perk me up. Look at that, Ricky. We're the Starbucks of podcasting.
I need the Starbucks, so I'm glad that we work as her Starbucks.
We try. My husband, 2 preschool sons, they're 3 and almost 5, and I'll be traveling to Disney World in October for a week during my fall break of October 12th through the 21st. I haven't been to Disney since I was a child, and no one else in my family has ever been, and quite frankly, I'm blown away by how much planning has become like a second job, but I'm loving it. We have a couple of unique aspects to our trip. First, we'll be meeting up with our dear friends from the Fort Myers area for the first half of our trip, making us an unwieldy group of 8. 4 adults and 4 young children, aged infant to almost 5. Their 2 children won't have tickets as they are under 2. Secondly, we're doing a split stay between All-Star Movies, booked through a travel agent for the first time, and renting points from a DVC member at Animal Kingdom Kidani Villas for the second half of the stay, which made booking ADRs interesting since it was two different trips, according to Disney. We're on the dining plan, and we're doing a bunch of character meals to get the best bang for our buck and to keep the kids entertained while we dine. Here are my questions. She has four. How strict is Disney with who uses FastPass Plus on a Magic Band? We'd like to make reservations for the four of us to ride Flights of the Banshee, I guess Flights of Passage, but as our sons are too short to ride, to let the adult friends use our sons' bands to get on the Banshees to use their FastPass reservation, also for the Navi River journey. So basically, for that one, Ricky, what she's saying is, can they swap bands? And I would say with Flights of Passage, they're pretty picky right now. They're watching those FastPasses like they're gold.
Yeah, that, and I know Disney just made some changes too with who's using fast passes. I know that they had some people who were creating like rogue accounts and things like that so that they could use fast passes in kind of a sneaky way. So I'm not sure if that would fall under that kind of, you know, sneaky thing, or if that would be allowed. If you decided to go for it and chance it, what it can do is lock you out and you have to go to guest services to speak with them further about the situation. So if you want to try it, you know, I guess you can, but that's up to you to see if you want to try risking that one.
Yeah, the letter of the law says, you know, the fast pass is for the person on the band only. So that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's what we have to say. But I mean, not that you probably, it couldn't happen, but I wouldn't expect it to happen.
Right. Exactly.
So, all right. Number two, if we have an ADR for all eight of us, but only maybe four of us end up making it to a meal, will we be charged $10 per person for those who don't show, or as long as one person shows up, we're okay? We'll be using some of our pre-park ADRs to get in early, but I'm not sure if all eight of us will be early risers. Should we use My Disney Experience to change the reservation number as we're getting there if we know we'll be a smaller group? Also, will they seat partial parties, or must you all be there to be seated? All right, Ricky. So first of all, as long as you show up, you're not going to be hit with that extra $10 per person. So that's not out of the, you know, you're fine there. But what do you say about, you know, if they know that some folks aren't going to be there? I mean, on the fly, like say 30 minutes out, is it a good idea to change down to your table size that you know you're going to be with? I don't know if that's going to matter at that point.
I don't really think it matters a whole lot at that point. You know, just when you get to the restaurant, you know, make sure you let them know, hey, we were a party of this many and now we're a party of this many. And I think that's, you know, going to be okay. It may be hard, you know, day off to actually even modify your reservation in that short time window. So I wouldn't worry about that too much. I would just, you know, when you get there, if there aren't as many people as your reservation had for it, just say, hey, we cut down. And we've done that before. I mean, all of us have.
Yeah, so we've done that many times.
We've done it both ways. We've added people and took people off.
Absolutely.
So you're fine.
Many times. All right, number three, we're also considering going to a DVC presentation to find out more about the program, snag some extra fast passes, and possibly a Disney gift card. The resorts I'm most interested in are the Polynesian or Fort Wilderness. Any tips on how to get to attend presentations, where we want, and to try to get the best swag for attending? I'd love to get some extra fast passes for my daredevil husband to ride the fun coasters, because most of our fast passes are going towards attractions that cater to our son's interests and shortness. All right, Ricky, I've never gone to a DVC presentation, but I do know that they do give, you know, sometimes ice cream. I know they give fast passes and they'll take you, you know, from point A to point B after the presentation. Have you ever done that? I've never done it.
Mm-mm. No, I never did. The closest I came was I went to the DVC presentation on the cruise when we were there, because I think Pam and Steve went in and we were hanging out with them. So
yeah, I've gone to one of those. Actually,
I went in
just because I wanted to win that onboard credit. That was why.
Yeah, I wanted to win the onboard credit.
Yeah, that's the only reason I went. Yeah, I would just, you know, just swing. Best advice, you know, they have those DVC stands in the parks and in the resorts. Just swing by, tell them what you're looking for, and they're going to try to take care of you. So can't hurt. All right, the last question. Finally, we'd like to ship some items to our first hotel, like a fan, body pillow, etc., so we don't have to pack it. How does Amazon work at Disney? Obviously, we'd use your affiliate link, but I want to make sure I follow protocol so that our creature comforts are waiting for us when we arrive. Keep up the great work and best of luck as you dive into your new Disney adventure. I've got 25 more years to go and wish you well. As us Germans say, I'm pressing my thumbs for you Emily. All right, I'm pressing my thumbs too. Trust me, I'm pressing them. I know we're not on BeLive because I look terrible right now, but
yes.
I'm pressing thumbs. Anyway, so as far as Amazon, we use this a lot on this recent trip, but we used Amazon Prime Now, which is the 1-hour delivery service for like perishable goods, like groceries and stuff, and that worked great. We got all kinds of stuff. Listen to this, Ricky. This was a steal. We got 24 bottles of water sent to the villa for $3.98. And they were not even like little shorties. They were like regular sized bottles of water. That's what you couldn't have bought 2 bottles of water in the parks for that. We got 24 bottles. So it's a huge money savings. We got things like we made cinnamon rolls. We got cinnamon rolls. We got cookies. We got like cookie dough. We got bacon. We're living it up at the villa, man. It was so fun. We got all this stuff delivered by Amazon Prime. Now, with Amazon, what you do, though, is you just order what you need. You find the address of your resort. You put the name of the resort, but you put care of, like I put care of Mike Rallman, guest at Port Orleans Riverside. And then there's a note for them, you know, to check out as they deliver it. And I always say, leave with Bell Services. And then I do that when I arrive. I go to Bell Services and my package is there and it's all good to go. And as long as it's not a business center, you don't get hit with the charge for picking it up. Now, Coronado Springs, I got hit with like 10 bucks. I think it was like 10 or 15 bucks. Like, oh, man. But it's because it went to the business center instead of Bell Services for some reason. But, you know, places that don't have a business center, I think you're okay. So, Ricky, have you used any Amazon services yet? Like to get down, like to order stuff and pick it up there? You guys usually drive, so you don't have to as much.
Yeah, I drive, so I definitely don't have to do that. Yeah.
I know we have an Amazon affiliate link, but I'm just saying it makes things so easy. I mean, the fact that we had, you know, Cheetos in the, we didn't need this stuff, but we had all kinds of just junk in our villa, and it did make it feel like home. Like I woke up one morning, I came back from my run, and the place smelled like cinnamon rolls. I was like, what is going on? I'm not used to having cinnamon rolls in my hotel room, but it was pretty sweet.
Right?
I know.
That's awesome. So anyway. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Amazon Prime Now. Get the app and use it when you're in Orlando. All right. Missy's got the next question. Dear Ricky, Mike, and Pam, just started listening to your podcast.
Yes, they started with the right person
they did.
On this,
yeah, Missy's
too.
Got
good
it going
job.
On.
Good
That's
job.
Right. Just started listening to your podcast a few months ago, but I'm caught up for this year. Love when I laugh out loud when I'm on my morning walk. Thanks for that. We're headed down for our first trip in 13 years and our first trip with our 9 and 6-year-old girls in late September. We did not purchase tickets for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party as I can't add one more expense. We already splurged on some other items, the dining plan, a suite. We'll be at the Magic Kingdom the day that there's a party that night, planning on using that night as an early night to use the pool at our resort. Technically, on our night, the park closes at 7. Will we be able to walk around, stay for a parade, or if there is one, or hit the shops? How soon after closing will we be thrown out of the Magic Kingdom? Thanks for everything you do to make our trips a success, Missy. I love her titles, being asked to leave the Magic Kingdom. So I thought it was going to be about getting booted, like you did something wrong. So Ricky, you know, how does that transition work on a hard ticket night from day guest to, hey, you gotta get out of here, man. It's time for the Halloween or Christmas party. Walk her through that transition period.
Yeah, so Disney gives everyone who is attending the Halloween party a wristband. And you have to be wearing a wristband, and it's a special wristband. So it's not like, you know, just something you can go pick up off eBay or something, or, you know, like buy a bunch on Amazon. I don't know. But it's a special wristband specifically for that night. So they have different colors and stuff like that. And it's a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, you know, actual wristband. Now, this year, I don't know if you even heard this, Mike, but for Mickey's Not So Scary Party Nights, they're actually closing the Magic Kingdom at 6 o'clock.
I know.
Yeah, so this is in an effort to try to get the day guests to leave prior to the party actually starting. So just know that at 6 o'clock, you will be started to be asked to leave the park. They obviously won't kick you out necessarily at that time, but once the party starts, then you will be asked to leave if you're still like shopping or something like that between that 6 and 7 time period, that's fine. But once 7 o'clock hits, I have a feeling they're gonna be like, nope, get out, you don't have a wristband, we're gonna basically nicely escort you to the door. So, unfortunately, you can't stay for any parades. You can't stay for, you know, dining or, you know, shopping or really anything. Once that time hits 7 o'clock, this year you're out. So, sorry.
I know that's bad news for Missy, but look at it. You have a plan already to go back to your resort and enjoy the pool. That'll be right. A great night to do that. Plus, here's the advantage. Magic Kingdom probably will not be insanely crowded that day because it's a hard ticket event night. So,
correct.
Know, enjoy your day there with typically lower crowds than the other days, because the other days without the parties during that season are going to be really busy. So you're going to be fine. I know. I wish you could see the parade, but... You know, they save that for the people spending the money on the tickets. Trust me, I've been there. I can't really get them either myself. They're expensive. When you have four people, it's crazy. So I get it. All right, Tracy's got the next question. Hi, Mike. I'm planning to head over to the world from Australia in December, and I'm interested in doing the Starlight Safari tour at Animal Kingdom Lodge. I'll be staying at Port Orleans Riverside and am concerned about how to get back to the resort at midnight after the tour. Is Disney Transport still running at that time, or is there another way to get back? Is the new minivan service running late at night? Love the show. Keep up the great work. Regards, Tracy. All right, so these minivans are interesting. We're going to get into these on Friday and Sunday We hit the jackpot with these things. We rode them four times.
I think you were stalking them.
Well, we were the first time.
Let's just be perfectly honest.
We waited 90 minutes the first time to get in one because I just wanted a picture to blow you away that, hey, we're in a minivan.
Right, exactly.
We got lucky.
You just wanted to rub it in my face. Kinda. And then, you had to wait 90 minutes.
Yeah, but we had to get you the scoop for the Mouse for Less, right?
You did, and I wrote a fantastic article thanks to you and Scott, and it's on the Mouse for Less. If you haven't read it, go find it.
There you go.
It's a great article with lots of information and a video of Mike writing.
That's it. Yeah, we're having a good time. You should heard us get excited when one pulled in after 90 minutes after baking
in the sun. I'm
pretty sure
I got video of that. Or I took video of that from that, so you're fine.
There you go. So anyway, we don't know anything really hard and true about this. I mean, we have some facts that are probably 95% going to be factual here when these things come out of the beta test or the soft opening that they're in now, but... You know, from all the drivers that we talked to, and that's really the reason that we took these minivans, not only because they're fun and people are taking your pictures, you're riding around a property in these, you know, red with white polka dot Chevy Traverses, but the cast members were giving us information as to what they knew. And I had a couple that were kind of really, guarded when they said things. The other couple drivers were pretty open. You know, this is the goal, really, is a situation like this of the minivans. It's to get you, they kept saying, it's a great way to get resort to resort, especially if you're going for something like an adult dining experience or a tour, because, you know, you might want to dress up and look nice and that, you know, you don't want to hop on, say, a Disney transportation bus to the Magic Kingdom and take a boat over to the Polynesian or to Grand Floridian to go to Victoria and Albert's, you know. You need to have a way to get there without having to, stand on a sweaty bus with the theme park fans. You know, that's just not that it's just when you're all dressed up, you don't want to do that. So these minivans, I have a feeling, are going to be very similar to an Uber or a Lyft, where they're going to be pretty much on demand. I don't know if it's 24 hours, but I would say that you'd be able to probably get one still at midnight. And this is exactly what they're looking for, to get you from one resort to another resort. You know, lickety split, $20 flat fee is what we're hearing, and you can order them through the app. So, Ricky, any other advice for Tracy? Because it sounds like, you know, this is exactly what they're looking for. You know, she's doing a Disney tour, but she needs to get back to Riverside after. I mean, this is what I would look at.
No, absolutely. I would completely do the minivan option. That would be a no-brainer at this point. So, I don't think there's anything else to add. Just go check out my post on the Mouse for Less.
I can't wait.
Shameless plug.
It was just
not
cool.
Not so shameless plug. Yeah. Let's just be perfectly honest.
You know, it was just cool to see something announced at D23. Then, like, literally the next day, they're like, we're there. You know, it was like, whoa, well, what is that, a minivan?
Yeah.
You should have heard
it. I mean, you know that they, you know, I mean, obviously, clearly they had them ready to go and they'd been working on them for a while. So, I mean, I'd heard the rumors about them leading up to D23. I did not realize that they would be announced at D23. And obviously I didn't necessarily think that they would seriously legitimately roll out, you know, that week of. But I'm not surprised either. You know, it just kind of all makes sense.
So. You know where they said they were keeping them? They kept them right under Test Track. That's where the cars
were
parked.
Yes. You know what? When I rode Test Track on Sunday, I did see a bunch of cars that were covered up. So I bet you those were the minivans too. Like when you said that, I don't remember when I was watching one of your videos, the guy said that they were in Test Track and I was like, oh my gosh, I saw those. Those were totally under the wraps at Test Track when we were driving around the loop.
Yeah. Talking about hiding them in plain sight. Like that's, you know, they're hiding them right there in an attraction.
They did. And they're Chevy Traverses, which makes sense because obviously Disney has the partnership with Chevy at, Test Track. So completely makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I can't wait for the minivans. I'm excited mostly for the gondolas.
One.
I know.
Multiple times.
We rode them four times. I rode them three.
Now you're going to have to pay for it, Mike.
I know. See, they were free.
They're not going to be free anymore.
I know. Well, I'll still ride them because we used Uber like four or five other times too. So
yeah.
We pay for transportation. We pay to not have to ride a bus when it's going to be like 90 minutes to get back and you can get back in 20. So. Right. That's where your money's worth it. Okay, next, Eric says, greetings, BOGP crew. I wrote to you previously about attending the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and bemoaning the lack of headliner rides, and you convinced me to take the plunge and do it, especially since another headliner has been added. I'm looking forward to it, but I plan on packing in a lot of other things on the trip as well. I'm going to be there for a very brief time, 2.5 days. I've gone to the World just about every year since 1976, humble brag. And I've gotten into some comfortable transportation routines that work for me. However, Disney has disrupted things by adding all sorts of new options. That's great because frequently when I try to go from the Animal Kingdom to the Magic Kingdom, like I am for the Halloween party on this trip, I'm the only one on the Magic Kingdom bus stop and watch as buses change their destination from Magic Kingdom to Epcot or to a resort while I bake in the sun for 45 minutes. Do you think the inside the park to park bus, whose name I forgot, the minivan or traditional transportation is the better option? The minivan seems like it would be expensive for just me. Is the bus a good option or what's its price point? How backstage is it? I'm not one for backstage tours or views because I don't want the magic disturbed by dumpsters and facilities. Sorry, Remy's Magical Dumpsters and the Toy Story 3 Imagicinerator. I guess that's the burning up thing in 3. What do you recommend for someone on a brief stay that wants to pack in a lot of park hopping? If it is the bus, will I miss the magic that comes with just entering a new park? Thanks in advance. Eric. Okay, so I think he's considering three things. Traditional transportation,
yes,
on the regular buses, the express bus service, park to park, and the minivans. Okay, so if you don't want the magic spoiled, you don't want to take the express bus service, because that is going to take you backstage. I've seen those, because at media events, that's what they do to get you around, and you see everything on those. So,
yeah.
Those are efficient, though.
That's
super efficient, though. Like,
it's...
Yeah, I mean, because you just got to go through security one time. It's really going to save you time, but it's going to totally spoil everything because you are going to see everything on the.
The other thing to know is that if he's really concerned about it and he only wants to use it this one day, the cost, it actually costs about the same for him to use the minivan versus the express bus transportation. If he wants to use it just the one day, it's $19 for one day for express bus transportation. If you want to use it for multiple days, though, it's $29 for up to 7 consecutive days. So it's a better deal overall if you're going to be using it more than one day. But if you're only using it the one day and it costs about the same as the minivan, I would maybe consider the minivan, especially if he doesn't want things ruined. Because it's not a total ruining thing, but you definitely do get to see, some things. Like Mike said, I've been on those buses too before. And like one time when we did the, one of the Cigna events, it was at Hollywood Studios, and I saw the Christmas tree, because it was after, Christmas. So they were taking the Christmas tree down and I saw it on the truck bed, So like you do see some things. So, I guess it could ruin the magic in that regard. So if you're really that concerned, I would absolutely do the minivan.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd do the minivan or just, it's again, is it time versus money situation? Do you want to save that $20 on the minivan ride and wait for the bus? If not, just hop the minivan, have it on demand, and you could be there probably in half the time or greater.
That's true. And of course, the minivan will drop you off at the same location, too, because it's at the Magic Kingdom. It's dropping off at the bus transport area as well. So at least as of right now, and I would assume that would continue to be the case. So, it depends on what you really want to do. I think that it's still going to be faster. I mean, unless you just happen to luck on a bus at that time. It's really all about luck of the draw at this point.
It is.
At that point, total. You know?
And it always seems like it's your bus that's like skipping you past. You know, like it's never anybody else's bus. It's always like, oh my God, no. I've seen four old Key West buses, but now I'm staying at French Quarter. What's going on?
Exactly.
But I stayed at Old Key West yesterday. There were no buses. You know, how's that happen?
Yeah.
That's how it goes. But no, I will say too, you know, two of the four drivers, because we asked about where they drop at the Magic Kingdom, because I think that's one of the you know, the Magic Kingdom offers a different situation as far as getting there.
Correct.
As opposed to the other three parks because of the TTC. And they do drop at the bus stops, at the bus stalls at the Magic Kingdom right next to security. And actually, they're going to be, they've designated bus stop 11, the Bay 11 at the Magic Kingdom, which is the closest one to security. It's the first one. I mean,
nice.
So you would have minimal walking and just that. I mean, because the Magic Kingdom driving, you got to consider where you're going to park, how you're going to get there, ferry or monorail. And if the monorail's down, then it's going to take you long. Being able to be dropped off right there at security at the Magic Kingdom is going to be a huge boon for these minivans. I think that's going to be where it's going to sing. You know, that and resort to resort.
Yep.
So anyway, all right, next question comes from Tina. Hi, Mike. I'm new to the podcast and have been enjoying it very much. Thanks for all that you do. I'm a fairly frequent visitor to Walt Disney World. I'll be going again this December to help my parents, who have never been, to celebrate their 50th anniversary. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I'll be able to get all the reservations I want. I have been able to get all the reservations I want so far. Now, I'm trying to decide on tickets. For them, I will get park hoppers, but my husband and I will likely get at least one annual pass because we plan to return in May of 2018 and again late in 2018 sometime. Years ago, I bought Tables in Wonderland and used it when I had an AP, but for those several trips, it was just my son and me at the time. This time, with there being five of us together, all adults of drinking age, do you think I'll recoup the $150 price, or is it worth that it is worth to purchase? We are staying at Saratoga Springs in a two-bedroom villa, which is being gifted to us for four nights. Nice. Can you talk about the Tables in Wonderland program and if you think it is worth it for a visitor who does not live in the area, does not always rent a car, but will visit maybe three shorter visits within a year with the annual pass? We'll have a car with us this trip, but I think the parking is included as a resort guest, so not sure that the Tables in Wonderland gives us anything parking-wise. Thanks so much, Tina. All right, well, she's got a lot of days down there, and with being adults that might want to consume an adult beverage here and now, and that many days dining at sit-down restaurants, I would say you would at least get the $150 back, wouldn't you? I mean, because it's hard to say, you know, generally, but I would think with that many days there, you would probably get your money back.
Yeah, I would think that you would. You know, it's one of those things where it's hard to run the math on it since they don't know exactly how many, what other, you know, the other trips they're going to take, what other restaurants they're going to go to. But if, you know, you have, they said everyone is over 21. If everybody over, you know, is over 21 and you get at least one or two drinks every single meal, you know, you're going to rack it up with that at the very minimum, I think. So I think that you should try it.
But I want everybody to always consider all options. So with the annual pass this year, now we don't know if this is going to consider moving forward. You're getting a pretty decent discount at most dining locations with your annual pass alone, which is about 20%. And just last week, Disney announced 30% discounts at some select restaurants, places like Olivia's, Boatwrights. They're not the popular in-park restaurants, but they're good restaurants. We went to Boatwrights for the first time on this trip and really enjoyed it. Olivia's is a solid restaurant all the time. Went there too. And when you can get 30% off without Tables in Wonderland, you know, that's something to consider too. Now, it was only about 10 restaurants for the 30.
Yeah, let me, I have it up here actually. So let me just read it off to you since you're talking about it. It's only for Disney Vacation Club members and annual pass holders. It's a 30% discount that's available only through September 30th. So that's the cutoff for this is September 30th. And it's at the following restaurants during dinner, so only at dinner, and it has to be before 6:30 p.m.
Well, this is getting harder to qualify
for
all of a sudden. I only read the headline.
Right?
Okay,
so you
good.
You can only dine before 6:30 p.m. or after 8:30 p.m. Again, only during dinner.
This is confusing.
And it's only through September 30th. So again, always ask, do you have any discounts? But here are the restaurants that it's taking place at. So it's at Artist Point, which is at Disney's Wilderness Lodge, Jico, which is at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, Citricoast, which is at the Grand Floridian, the Grand Floridian Cafe, also at the Grand Floridian, Flying Fish at the Boardwalk, The Wave at the Contemporary, Olivia's at Disney's Old Key West, Boat Rights at Port Orleans Riverside, the Turf Club at Saratoga Springs, and Captain's Grill at Disney's Yacht Club, which temporarily right now is in Ariel's at Disney's Beach Club. That's confusing. So
is it? Because no, I saw people eating in Ariel's, so that's Captain's Grill now. Interesting.
Correct. For the temporary time being. And for those of you who missed it, because it happened while all of us were on vacation, Captain's Grill is getting a new name, and I don't remember what it's called. It's called the Ale and Compass, I think, restaurant is what it's going to be called. So, yeah. That's getting a name and a whole new theme.
I think it's going to be called Ramen's Roost.
Yeah, yeah. They better, all I'm saying is they better have my chocolate waffles in the morning with the espresso cream, because those are awesome and I go there every time for those stupid waffles. So they better have those on the menu no matter what the name is.
All right. So bottom line is, I think you're going to be fine with the Tables of Wonderland, but you might do just about as well, you know, just going with your annual pass discounts. You probably are going to save more with the Tables of Wonderland with that many days, but it's not going to be a big savings either way.
And it will expire, you know, as of right now, what we know is the annual pass discount is expiring on October 1st. So, or into the September 30th, I guess I should say that. So, I mean, we'll see what happens going forward.
All right, let's get to the last question of the day. It's from Ellen. Okay. Hi, Mike and the ladies. My sister-in-law signed up for her first Run Disney event and will be competing in the Princess Half Marathon in February of 2018. I've been listening to y'all talk about Run Disney events, but wanted to see what I can tell her to keep in mind as a first timer, as she is very nervous about what to expect for registration and also what to expect for the after part in Epcot. Will she need a park ticket for that day to go? How does it work? Is there anything else she should do to make this go even more smoothly? I believe they are planning on staying at Art of Animation or Pop Century if possible. Thanks for the info and love the show, Ellen. All right, Ellen. So first of all, your sister-in-law is going to have a blast running Princess. The Run Disney events are just a blast. Just follow the information. Run Disney has gotten very good over the last couple of years of emailing you, with details. You know, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. As far as your race, being ready for arrival, what you need to have, you know, as far as picking up your packet, where to go, what time, you know, how to do your bibs and so forth, what time the transportation will be running, because it's very, very early in the morning. So just know that. But everything's going to be spelled out. What I would encourage you or your sister-in-law both is to follow Run Disney on social media. So follow them on Twitter. It's at Run Disney. And they also have a Facebook fan page. You can follow that as well. That's going to keep you up to date with everything everything's happening. And, as far as the after party, she'll get a ticket for that. So you won't need a park ticket to go to that after party. Now, it's usually after hours, so you're not getting into the park for that day. Ricky, what else for a first timer doing a Run Disney event? It's been so long for me. I've done so many of the events now, but you know, looking back, what's something you wish you would have known? Because I know, you know, your first event, it's got to be kind of scary. You know, 20,000 people running.
Absolutely. The biggest thing that people freak out about is, you know, getting up in the morning. You know, just make sure you use a couple of alarms, and you want to make sure you get there, you know, with plenty of time, and don't like freak out, but just make sure you set your alarm clock and for, you know, plenty of time to get up and go to bed early that night before. I know it's hard to do, but you know, it will help you in the long run. Trust me. As far as the race goes, you know, itself, just have fun, you know, really live it up. I mean, that's what the whole fun of the Disney races are, is just to have fun. And, you know, I think you've said it, Mike, before, that the race is really just the celebration of the training that you've done, or in my case, the lack of training that you've done. So, hey, I finished. That's all that matters, according to me.
It's
so
the victory
I don't
lap.
Care.
That's what I
would
say.
I
yeah, it's the victory it's lap for your training.
It was definitely a victory lap for the quick training that I had to do because I didn't know I was running the race. But you know, it really is just so much fun. It's such a community of runners. And it's a great community of runners. The other thing, I know that this kind of bothers runners in general, but make sure if you are going to walk at all to go over to, what is it, the right side?
The right, yes.
Yeah, so make sure you do that, because I know that it kind of bothers some of the more elite runners. But, you know, more than likely, if you're not, like, up in the first few corrals, you know, it won't matter as much. But, you know, I know it bothers some of the runners, so just keep that in mind.
I'll tell your sister-in-law to have a great time. And if you're running as well, Ellen, have a blast. Run Disney events are fun. Take lots of pictures and Hey, you know what? An annual pass, if you're going down more than once, you get those pictures from the race. That's a big plus.
That is a huge thing, yes. That's awesome.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this one up. Couple apologies. I know the audio today has not been the greatest, and I'm going to work on that. Just got back to the studio, and it's been a heck of a time since we got back from the trip. Mallory has been sick, and then I fell under the weather as well. So I know that my reading of the questions was horrible today. I'm taking some medicine, and yesterday was one heck of a day. So I'm just lucky to be vertical right now. So I want to make
that
sure we got
correct.
This show out. I know.
Mike did not want to let us get away with not having a show. As we suggested, Mike, everybody will be fine. If for some reason we don't have a show tonight,
he is
a trooper. So
I have the IV thing right here. It's not still in my arm, but I have the Band-Aid, the big wrap on my arm right now. So yeah, I'm still a little looped, but I think we got the show out here. I know it doesn't sound as great as the show, but I promise we'll get these things corrected because you guys deserve a perfect show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'll always try to do that for you. So anyway, thanks for hanging in there with us, and we'll make it better for Friday. And that's why Pam couldn't make it. We had to work around my schedule because
we had to work around Mike.
I was definitely unavailable when it was time to really record for Wednesday. So thanks for your patience with that. Don't forget, we have a great Amazon affiliate link. Please use that anytime you purchase anything on Amazon. It's actually brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Can't believe I forgot that. And also today's show brought to you by our friends at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. So check them out. Theme park news, Disney editions out there as well. We are not even going to throw this to Ricky because there's so much D23. We're saving this for Friday. So check that all out. It's a great free app for your iOS device. Theme park news, Disney edition. Check it out over at virtualmickey.com. We're going to see you on Friday for another great BR Guest podcast. We're also going to see you on Sunday for 12 hours of fun, but it's more than Disney fun. It's making a difference in the world. We're going to help the families down to Give Kids the World Village in Kissimmee. Mm-hmm. It's a great place. We've been lucky enough to tour the place and to get to interact with the staff and the families and the kids who are enjoying the experience and getting to escape the tough stuff in their lives right now. So you want to make a kid smile, you need to be there on Sunday. Go ahead.
Exactly. I just want to say, for those of you that are looking for the link for donating, I will, of course, be posted on our Facebook page, on our Facebook event, but it also is posted on the Be Our Guest podcast homepage, so just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com. The link, if those of you who have donated in the past before, the link looks different this year. It's our actual logo of the live show. We had behind the scenes had to change how we were doing the donation. It doesn't affect you guys at all. You're still donating. It's still a secure way to donate, so don't worry about that. But just I had to change things on my end a little bit. So just make sure you click the link that's on the BeOurGuestPodcast.com homepage. It says you'll see it. It says click to donate to the 2017 Bear Guest Podcast 12-hour live show benefiting Give Kids the World. So that's where, and it's on the right-hand side, so that's where you're going to see it. But again, obviously, we'll share that on Facebook and in the event and, throughout the entire day. So just make sure you do that, too.
All right, and please do spread the word as we're in the final stretch to Sunday. So spread it everywhere on social media.
Spread the word.
Let's get everybody out there, and we'll make it an amazing day as we always do with the 12-hour live show. Please do follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast for the live broadcast and for all the information on the 12-hour live show and anything we do here on the podcast. And just, hey, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast community. We couldn't do any of this without you, and we love you. We missed you while we were on the cruise. We got to spend so much time with lots of our listeners, but it's always fun to get back here and talk to the whole audience and folks all around the world. So thanks for downloading the show, and thanks for being a part of this this great experience for all of us. So we'll be back again on Friday. Pam will be joining us. It'll be Ricky and myself as well. My voice is going out just in time. So we made it. We made it. So we'll talk again on Friday. Thanks so much for all you do. And until we see you again, we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.